From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. April is National Poetry Month, and we're getting together with the O Miami Poetry Festival to bring your poetry onto these airwaves. But first, I'm joined by the poet Robert Haas. He's won just about every award you can imagine, including the Pulitzer. He was the U.S. Poet Laureate from 1995 to 1997. He's also a professor at UC Berkeley. And this Saturday night, he'll be headlining O Miami at the New World Center in Miami Beach. Robert Haas joins me now from his home in Berkeley, California. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Alicia. It's a pleasure to get a chance to.
Well, I want to start by reading a quote about your work from the poet Stanley Kunitz. He wrote that reading a poem by Robert Haas is like stepping into the ocean when the temperature of the water is not much different from that of the air.
That's definitely Floridian and not Northern California water, which is almost icy.
A lot of your work evokes some very specific places. Can you talk about capturing the idea of a place?
I'm not sure if I can. I'll give it a try. I guess one of the things about growing up in a place is that it gives you a subject. The typical wildflower of the whole region between the countryside between LA and San Francisco just turns acid yellow with mustard flower just for a couple of weeks, right around the middle of March. And that's part of the rhythm of my world. And I imagine that people in Florida had the experience that I had growing up in California, which is that most of the children's books and readers were published in either Boston or New York. And so Jack and Jane were always jumping up and down in the snow or the falling leaves. So the world in books didn't really reflect the life of the place where I grew up. And it's a kind of gift to try to understand and reflect the places that we live.
The U.S. Poet Laureate position, I'm wondering if holding that position had any effect on the way you think about poetry and politics.
It made me think about poetry and public life. You're given this strange job. What should you do with it? You know, you become, for a year or two, depending on how long you want to do it or how long they want you to do it, you become the kind of unofficial spokesman for American letters to the rest of the country. People who are, you know, working at two jobs, trying to raise kids, trying to get their car started, and have a little bit of time to read. And some of them want to read history, and some of them want to read detective novels, and also books about how to get stains out of fabrics. You want to find ways to reflect what you love in the American arts back to people.
Can we hear some of your own poetry?
Okay. September, Inverness. Tomales Bay is flat blue in the Indian summer heat. This is the time when hikers on Inverness Ridge stand on tiptoe to pick the ripe huckleberries that the deer can't reach. This is the season of lulls, egrets hunting in the tidal shallows, a ribbon of sandpipers fluttering over mudflats, white, then not, a drift of mist wisping off the bay. This is the moment when bliss is what you glimpse from the corner of your eye as you drive past running errands and the wind comes up and the surface of the water glitters hard against it.
I've been speaking with the great poet Robert Haas. He'll be reading his work as part of the O Miami Poetry Festival this Saturday night at New World Center on South Beach. Anyone will be able to watch it live on the wallcast from the park just outside the building. You can find out more about that and about our poetry contest at WLRN.org. Robert, thank you so much for talking to me, and happy Poetry Month.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.
And with WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.